Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for our consideration today comes from the epistle lesson in 1 Timothy chapter 6, where the Apostle Paul writes, "Now there is great gain in godliness with contentment, for we brought nothing into the world and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these, we will be content." This is God's word. In today's epistle lesson, St. Paul is writing to a young pastor named Timothy, and near the end of the letter, the topic turns to money. Oh, now he's got our attention. And Paul's writing specifically into this situation where there apparently were people who thought that godliness was a means to financial gain. In other words, I can use God's name to make money, or if I am godly, I'll make more money than I currently do. So to address that mindset, Paul writes that there is great gain in godliness with contentment. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierce themselves with many pangs. So writes the Apostle Paul. Now there is great gain in godliness with contentment. Paul holds up contentment as a key value for Christians to live by. God would like for us to be happy with what we have, and to enjoy, truly, the blessings we've been given. But are we happy? Do we enjoy our blessings, or is there something always pulling us towards more, more, more? Part of the problem, of course, is that contentment is countercultural. What I mean is, have you ever heard an advertisement that begins by saying, "You know what? What you have right now is fine. What else do you need?" Of course not. We're always being trained to want more. And human nature happily complies. Did you hear today's Old Testament lesson? Amos the prophet was warning Israel, but listen again to this. "Woe to those who lie on beds of ivory and stretch themselves out on their couches, who eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall, who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp, and like David, invent for themselves instruments of music, who drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the finest oils, but are not grieved over the ruin of Joseph." God is crying out through Amos, his prophet, "Do you realize, O Israel, you are teetering on the edge of spiritual ruin, or are you too busy eating, shopping, and entertaining yourselves to care?" Who's he talking about? Israel? 21st century Americans? Maybe both and? Now, fortunately, God knew we needed to be saved, not just from sin, death, and hell, but from our own desires for more. Paul writes, these desires have led many people into spiritual ruin. So that's why Jesus became one of us. That's why he lived perfectly. That's why he sacrificed his life on the cross. That's why he came back to life to give you and me real life, life that never ends, and life that is free from the exhausting chase after just a little more. In Christ, you truly have all things. Through the adoption of baptism and the gift of faith, you become a family member and friend of Almighty God. He shares his riches with you, and we could offer that as a counter to what the apostle writes here. There are some things that we can take out of this life with us, and they're all the riches of God. His riches do go with you out of this life when nothing else does. He gives you identity. He gives you a status as his own child. You no longer have to define yourself by what you buy, by how new it is, how much you paid for it. Instead of running after those things, Paul writes, you're free to run after Christ. Content with what you have and who you are, you can pursue godliness. You can run after greater faith. Content with the identity God has blessed you with, you can pursue love. You can pursue endurance and gentleness. It is good and right to want more of these things. For one reason, they will actually fill you up. Pursue the way of Jesus and you will find a peace that this world, with all of its bling and sparkle, has no ability to give. Let Christ break the cycle of more that controls your thinking. Enjoy the life that flows from him, and you just might discover that contentment is right there before you. Take, for instance, the story that's told of a man who became a little envious of his friends because they had larger and more luxurious homes. So he listed his house with a real estate firm and planned to sell it and purchase his own more impressive home. And shortly afterward, he was combing the real estate listings, and he saw an ad for a house that really got his attention. So he called his realtor and said, there's a house in today's paper that is exactly what I'm after. I'd like to go through it as soon as possible. And the agent asked him a couple questions about it, and there was a slight pause at the other end of the line. And the agent then finally said, sir, that's your house you're describing. By God's design, you may already have what your heart is trying to get. Let the Lord Jesus take off the more goggles so that you can take a new look at your life. What riches you have. What love you've been shown. What forgiveness you've been given. All given in hopes that you will be drawn to the giver. That you'll be overwhelmed not by the gift itself, but by his generosity. That you will be awestruck by a God who pours out blessing after blessing upon people like me who don't deserve a single one. Now, to be sure, contentment is never easy to maintain. Paul calls the pursuit of contentment and righteousness, the pursuit of God's way of life, near the end of this passage, he calls it the good fight of faith. And it is a fight. It's a spiritual struggle. It's a war of the will. And we sometimes lose the battle and surrender to the current of more, bigger, better. And when that happens, don't hide it, don't deny it. Return to the Lord honestly in repentance and be refreshed by the forgiveness bought and paid for by Jesus. Be refreshed by this grace and then recharged and content in Christ. Take up the good fight again. For God Himself fights by our side with weapons of the Spirit. Were they to take our house, good, honor, child, or spouse, though life be wrenched away, they cannot win the day. The kingdom's ours forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.